The time at 15 past 11. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and joining us by phone from Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse from the Dawson Shop is Dwayne Hastad. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, everybody. And hopefully they've been up for a while and got all their stuff done because it's going to rain, they say.
Oh, really? Okay. I interrupted your lunch, I understand. You have lunch already.
Put it on interrupt my lunch. We usually eat early because a lot of people come in at their lunch breaks and stuff, so we usually have... That's our policy, that we've eaten lunch early for the last 50 years.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, another garden show here. Of course, we needed some rain. We got a little bit of rain for the fields and the plants, Dwayne.
We did a little bit, and you know that little bit that we got, I know somewhere maybe around 3/10, maybe 4/10 altogether, and that did perk up our lawns, though. I mean, I think the grass is growing, so... We got to be thankful for what we got, and we could use a little bit more.
That's right. Well, as always, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions you have for Dwayne. The number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301, or you can email him over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week this week?
Memorial Day planters. It's custom in our area anyway to do a plant or flowers and bring them out to the graveyard to your loved ones. And we do a lot of Memorial Day planters, as you know, even fresh flowers on graves. We put a lot of carnations out there, but also planters, you know, with our petunias and geraniums has been a tradition for a long time. With a spike, and so we do a lot of planters, and if you need your planters planted, we can do that for you, or you can we have a lot of planters already made up, so you can pick that up, and then usually people set them out at the graves, and then they can pick them up and have them at their house, so it's kind of use it, you know, twice.
When did planters really become popular? I mean, I don't remember them when I was young. Do you?
Nope, not at all. Okay. But they are, well, I should take that back. When I was young, we had a tradition in the Hastad and the Williamson families that we would, you know, a lot of the cousins and the aunts and uncles would go out to the cemeteries, you know, at Memorial Day. And, yeah, they usually brought a geranium and set it at the different grave sites. So that's where the kind of... I was just talking to a gentleman here. My cousins and I went to Norway 2 years ago, and we visited the graves there and saw our cousins, and their graveyards are immaculate, and their tradition is to plant red begonias on the grave sites in Norway. And kind of, that used to be, that kind of made me think that why we were planting red geraniums or putting red geraniums.
Geraniums.
Now we got a phone call.
Okay. All right. That's right, you're on the business phone, so.
Yeah,
oh, put them on the air. We'll surprise them.
Yeah, no, Betty's taking it.
Okay.
We have red geraniums, so maybe that came from the red begonias in Norway.
Oh, nice.
So, I don't know. Just a connection there.
Right, right. So,
up with that, we have a lot of red geraniums. Or if you're not Norwegian, we have a lot of other color flowers, too.
Okay. So, once again, that phone number to call for any lawn or garden question, 320-598-7301, 598-7301, and we need some questions for Dwayne. Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern for the week?
Well, horticulture concern is also with one of our questions that we have. Our question is, don't you have a question, Paul, that says, Why are my needles on my evergreen turning brown?
Yeah. And we just got another question about evergreens coming in, too. So a lot of questions about evergreens this morning.
What's that?
The one that Chris just handed me?
Yeah.
It says, spraying evergreens now or when with what for preventive maintenance?
Right. We're going to cover all those things. Okay. Our concern of the week is this is the time that you should start spraying your evergreens. But a lot of evergreens over the winter, there's two things going on. One thing is over the winter, we had some warm weather and dry weather over the winter and dry fall, dry last summer, and it has dried out some of these evergreens. And their evergreens in general are shallow rooted, so they need some moisture. So they got dried out, and plus there's a disease called Rhizosphera spruce needle cast, which is a fungus disease on these evergreens. And that turns them brown or even has a little pinkish tinge to it, okay? And you should definitely be spraying your evergreens. If we don't get some rain, you should water your evergreens, and then you should be spraying your evergreens, and we strongly suggest Biomentum Tree Solution, which is a solution that I've developed, and it'll stop that fungus disease right away.
Mm.
And spray them now, which is called the candle stage of the evergreen, which is where that bud is expanding. So you want it when it's expanding or forming those needles on the new growth, and then you should spray it again 6 weeks from now.
Okay.
You want to stop that fungus problem.
Right, right. Someone just called it in again. They have evergreens dying on the bottom. Should I trim those up to where there is good growth?
Well, if you don't like the bottom branches, you sure can cut them off. Because a lot of this disease comes from the bottom branches, because that's usually where it's wetter and it splashes up on the tree. If your buds are still good on that branch and you want to keep your bottom branches, I would definitely spray them and protect the new growth.
Okay.
The life history of an evergreen is, at this time of the year right now with the new growth, it has 3 years of needles on the tree. Okay, it has this year's, last year's, and the year before. In August, September, the third year needles will fall off. That's why you have needles under an evergreen tree. It's not from disease. That's the way it is. And then you have 2 years of growth until the next spring when it gets new growth.
Mm.
You want to protect those last 3 years of needles on there, so you should spray that. And if there's buds opening on those bottom branches, I'd leave them and give them a spray with Biomentum Tree Solution.
Okay.
Biomentum Tree Solution has the live creatures of beneficial fungi and beneficial bacteria. It has a lot of foliar fertilizer in it, and then it also has some carbon in it, which is important, and then it has amino acids, so it's more than just a fungicide.
Okay. All right, another evergreen question, Dwayne. Should turn this into the evergreen show here today.
Well, it's important because evergreens had a hard time this winter.
Yeah.
And so you should, if you haven't looked at your evergreens, go out there and look at them. And if they're a kind of a pinky brown, you got this fungus disease, or otherwise they've dried out, and then they need a shot of fertilizer too.
Okay. I think you kind of answered this already, but can you save a young evergreen damaged by winter burn?
Yes.
Okay. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, winter burn, part of that is from our heavy winds that we've had and also not a lot of moisture. So you should definitely water those, and you can put some of this tree solution in that water when you're watering them, because it'll take that nutrient up, but also spray them with that.
Okay.
Watering and fertilizing them, and that'll help with winter burn.
How many different kinds of evergreens are there, Dwayne?
Lots.
Okay.
Lots.
What do we see mostly around here?
Spruce trees, okay? Black Hill spruce is probably predominant, and that's the short-needled evergreens, okay? There's Meyer spruce is another short-needled evergreen. The medium-length needled evergreens are Scotch pine that you see around here, and the long-needled evergreens are Ponderosa pine or Austrian pine, and there are some Norway spruce, too, around here. Then the flat-needled evergreens are arborvitae. And then there's a whole slug of cedars around, but they usually come back and take care of themselves.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different types of evergreens in our area.
All right. Hey,
and,
you go ahead.
We're trying to grow evergreens and other shade trees on Grassland USA, okay? And, you know, it's normally grasslands here when we're bringing in these other trees. So if you're planting trees, take care of them, okay? They need some special attention, especially on grassland.
Okay. Well, here's a question that's not about evergreens.
There we go.
What flowers can survive late spring frost?
If it's a heavy frost, you know, you got to be careful. You might need to cover them up. But petunias are really hardy, okay? I'll tell you the ones that aren't hardy are the ones that have a lot of moisture in them, which is like an impatient. Impatience won't tolerate a frost at all. Shouldn't put impatience out. And also, I know this isn't a flower, but tomato plants definitely do not like it cold. Okay.
The other
one, sweet potatoes do not like it cold. Okay. But marigolds would tolerate cold weather. Petunias would tolerate cold weather. But like again, that sweet potato, which is kind of an ornamental flower too, doesn't like it. So.
All right.
Petunias and marigolds you can plant out easy. But you know what? It's supposed to be nice now. There's no freezing weather in the forecast, even at night. And it's supposed to be getting up to 80-plus degrees here on Monday. So I think it's time to get your garden out there.
All right. Well, that's all the questions we have. So, Dwayne, Memorial Day is Monday. And what's happening at Heather?
Well, a lot of things. Memorial Day planters, and a lot of people are doing their greenhouse stuff, you know, planting their gardens. And we have a lot of plants here that we've grown and a lot of garden seeds. But besides that, we got graduation flowers that the girls are really busy with. They're doing different flowers for the table and flowers for the graduates and boutonnieres and that type of stuff. So that's really busy. So planters and greenhouse and trees and shrubs and perennials have really been going very well. So we have some really cool, if you've never seen a Sun King Aurelia, we have some at the Heather shop in Dawson, and they are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
But a perennial that is truce in the shade, Sun King Aurelia is absolutely gorgeous.
Awesome. Well, we didn't get much garden questions. I know people are hard at work in their garden, aren't they?
Yeah, they've kind of been holding off. You know, we've had some cool nights, and, you know, some of those plants are a little tender, like the tomatoes, but on that end, you could plant cabbage and kohlrabi and Brussels sprouts. But, you know, I think it's pretty soon going to be tomato time. So.
All right.
We have tons of different types of tomatoes. So everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend and have fun and be safe.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Take care, Paul.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.